The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful, yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, some people see and talk about these Gospels, non-believers, as nice stories, as fables or archetypes. But we Christians believe they are true. And so no matter where you are in your faith, imagine this scene that's really true. What more important scene in the history of the world than the angel coming down from heaven, an earthquake, rolling away the stone of a tomb, much like on a great play when the curtain opens to reveal the drama inside. The grave is open, and we, those on the outside, are invited by God's angel, a messenger saying, "He has risen, come and see." We are invited to go inside and to see the evidence. That's a fearful journey, isn't it? And those women may not have gone inside. All of us are invited to take that journey, and it is with fear and trembling, because if we take the effort to determine if death is really the end, whether the tomb has the body in it or the tomb is empty, it may change our lives, because whatever we find, we must live by. Either death is the end and it has the final word, or resurrection is our destiny. And either way, that will shape how we live. Are you willing to make that journey? That's what this gospel invites us to do. And you know, over the last few days, I've been talking about ways to make that journey and evidence for that journey. On Holy Thursday, at the institution of the Eucharist, I talked about miracles of the Eucharist turning into the body or blood of Christ. Throughout much of the history of the church, evidence, but most recently in Poland, two different times recently, in 2013 and 2008, both have been investigated by scientists. The host truly became the body of Christ. There are other evidence that are miraculous. The tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of this church, and others, perhaps the Shroud of Turin. There is also other things that I've talked about in recent weeks. Meditation upon the Passion that we did on Good Friday has been a fruitful meditation for many of the saints in which they've encountered the Lord. Padre Pio would speak about it as he celebrated the Mass and his wounds of the stigmata would bleed. More recently, Jim Caviezel in the filming, The Passion of Christ, powerful testimonies of how he was in solidarity with the suffering Christ, and a miraculous event after miraculous event, conversions, struck by lightning, brought by through that filming, and he encountered the risen Lord. Or the investigation, the search we're all invited to go on, many famous people have done, recently books by Lee Strobel, The Case for Christ, whose wife converted to Christianity, and he set out as an investigative reporter to prove that she was making a mistake and to bring her back. He became converted and has since wrote many books about his conversion and his journey, his search, his entrance into the tomb to find the truth. Others, Francis Collins, the director of the Human Genome Project, who throughout his life has wrote and gone on this journey too, and sees that science is shown really the language of God. In his book, The Language of God, he accounts his journey from atheism to Christianity and how science played a role in that, as he sees God's miraculous hand in creation. Or others, famously C.S. Lewis, a few years back, but still his book, Mere Christianity, laying out in a great teacher and thinker's way the basics, the truth, the logic of Christianity. All these people have made the journey. There is evidence along the way, but that is only meant to assist us to make this own journey. For each of us must make it ourselves, to have the courage to investigate. Was that tomb empty or was the body still there? Has Christ risen or is death the end? And as we make that search, I believe, and it's been my experience in my faith journey and as I minister with others, when people take the effort to make that journey, Christ himself, the risen Lord, meets them along the way. And they don't believe because of the evidence or testimony of others. They believe because they have encountered the risen Lord, each in their own way, because we are each individual and God loves us and knows what we need. He reveals himself to us. And so for humanity, this scene invites us to make this journey, this search, to determine the truth. I believe prayer helps. And so if you have yet to make that journey, ask the Lord to reveal himself to you as you begin and search and continue that search until you encounter the truth. Secondly, for us believers, there's a powerful message in today's gospel. The women came to the tomb that was still sealed, and then it was opened, and the angel told them that it was empty. Christ had already risen. The tomb did not need to be opened by the angel for Christ to rise. But why was that tomb opened? So that the witnesses could go in and see. And then the angel said, "Go and tell." That's our call. If we've made this search and encountered that Jesus truly has risen from the grave, our call is to go and tell. For this is such great news, so important in the history of the world that we can't help, if we've truly encountered, but tell others to help them on this journey, to encourage them to make this search for themselves. And finally, especially in today's world when we are all practicing social distancing, when many are suffering and dying through the coronavirus, many are serving faithfully in the hospitals, doctors, and nurses, laying their lives on the line in love for sisters and brothers. It is easy to be despairing, confused, wondering if God truly exists, and if he does, how could he let this happen? But that is exactly the way the early church felt. As the early church gathered and came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, expecting Christ the Messiah to establish the fullness of the kingdom, and this would be the end of the story, the triumph, for it to end on Good Friday in death, and then the empty tomb, and they don't know whether it's really the risen Lord or somebody who stole the body. The early church was confused and scattered and afraid. They went back to their homes, and Christ entered into the upper room and presented himself to them. Christ revealed himself over 40 days until the ascension, and then 9 days later on the Feast of Pentecost, 7 weeks later, the Holy Spirit came down, and the church was born, and it converted the world and professed that Jesus has risen to the ends of the earth. Right now, during this time when we're confused at home by order, it's a time to make that journey, that search. Christ will reveal himself to us. Christ is strengthening us in our homes so that when this is over, perhaps right around the Feast of Pentecost, hopefully sooner, but the church will be renewed. We can come back together again and proclaim as one voice to the ends of the world that Christ is risen. There is life after death for all those who make this journey and encounter the risen Lord. Happy Easter. God bless you.